The following Piano Jazz podcast was produced from a show which originally aired in 1990.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. We're here at the Canadian Broadcasting Studios in Toronto, and my guest today is one of Canada's premier jazz pianists and winner of the Oscar Peterson Award and many other awards, Oliver Jones. You know, it's really nice to have you back on the show, Oliver.
It's a real pleasure, Marion.
And since I last saw you, you've done so many things. I mean, it's just amazing. You've been on the move constantly, I think, in the past few years.
In the last few years, I think we've gone around the world a couple of times. We've been doing somewhere between 200 and 250,000 miles a year.
Well, tell me about some of the things that have been going on. I see that you... somewhere along the line, maybe here, you met Nelson Mandela. Was it when he was here?
I met him here, but I also met him. I was in Namibia earlier this year in April for their independence, and I had the opportunity of meeting him at one of the state dinners. And when I came back 2 months ago from Spain to do the concert here in Montreal, which was tremendous.
This was the concert when he was here in Montreal.
Here. Uh-huh. And I spoke to him, and he says, "I remember you from Namibia." And with the amount of people that he met, and it was only Dizzy Gillespie's group and myself that were there from North America. So it was a real pleasure to see him.
Now, you were telling me about your trip to Spain. That was just recent, wasn't it?
I just got back, 3 days ago.
Well, now, while you were there in Spain, you wrote a couple of new tunes? Or?
Well, I wrote this first one is called Jordio. This is for Jordi Sagnol, who is the promoter over there.
Oh.
And he has brought everyone over to Spain for quite a few years. Actually started as a... roadie, and then worked his way up to road manager with Duke Ellington, and he was the first one. He was there the first time that Duke came over to Spain, and he does a marvelous job there.
So you wrote this piece for him?
For him.
I'd love to hear it.
All right.
Okay. He must be a very lively guy if that's a piece written for him.
Well, Jordi still likes things from the bebop era, so I tried to think of something in those lines.
Oh, that was a nice little line. I really like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
You know, the list of things that you've done lately is just so amazing. I wanted to ask you, how was it meeting the Queen? That's something I've never done. I've never met
the Queen. Well, that was strange. That was... something very unexpected, and I was there along with about 1,000 other people that was just invited to a garden party. And
this was in Ottawa?
In Ottawa.
Yeah.
And it was strange because for years, Carol, my agent, and I, we always used to joke about we've gotten calls from all over the world. So one of the things that we started about 2 years ago, we started to joke and say, well, has the Queen called yet? And when I did get the invitation, I called her and told her, well, I got an invitation from the Queen. She never did believe me. And
you mean you got one of those kind of
royal invitations?
Invitations,
yes. Which of course I framed naturally.
Of course.
But it was very, very brief, as as she was going by, you know, the regular walk through the lawn and
shaking hands.
Shaking hand. I was very honored.
She didn't ask you if you knew Scrapple from the apple.
No, she didn't. Not this time. But I understand that Princess Margaret has been known to hit some of the jazz spots.
Oh yes, well, mm-hmm. she's quite into it. And mm-hmm. I mean, I guess she doesn't have the responsibility.
That's right.
Have to be. It must be terrible trying to be regal all the time.
I would imagine it would be. No, I don't think I'll ever want to become king.
Well, back to us. Back to us. What are you going to play for us?
Well, one of my favorite tunes by Freddie Hubbard, and Up Jumps Spring, it is.
That's a good one. On your new album, the one with Red Mitchell?
No, it's on one of the albums that we did earlier, and called Requestfully Yours, and did that about 4 years ago.
You've got a lot of albums out now, haven't you?
Just with number 10 coming out. The latest one will be with Herb Ellis and Red Mitchell.
Oh, how
and that was
great.
A lot of fun.
Now, that must have been fun. Did you do that here or do it in New York?
We did it in Montreal here. And the first number, Giorgio, was on the album.
What else did you do?
We did yesterday's tune called Catatora.
Oh, I want to hear that one.
Yes.
Maybe later.
And G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You, which was one that Herb suggested. And I had never played that before, so it was
maybe
fun.
Maybe we can do a couple of things.
Yes, I would love to do
along.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, well, let's do a duet. Let's get into one. Well, maybe we could try one of those tunes that you have on the album. I Want to Be Happy.
I Want to Be Happy would be.
You want to try that?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would like that one. Okay.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, that felt happy.
But sure it did. Yeah. I was thinking about your earlier days. You'll have to tell me something about your upbringing in Montreal. Did you start playing as a small child?
Yes, I started pretty early, at about 2.5, 3. My father played primarily organ, and he used to practice when he came home from work, and he said I would holler and scream until he picked me up on his knees. And so my mother got the bright idea during the day while she was doing her housework to tie me to a chair in front of the piano. And she said I would stay there and amuse myself for hours. So within that next year, I started to pick out little ditties from the radio. And that was it. And then I had... started my formal training, I guess I was 6.5 to 7 years old, And one of my teachers, my second teacher, in fact, that I stayed with for 10 years, which is strictly classical training, was Oscar Peterson's sister, Daisy.
Oh, I've heard so much about her.
Who was also Oscar's first teacher.
Yeah, I think I read that. I think that's probably in the book that Jean Lees wrote about.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So fascinating. She must be a wonderful lady.
A wonderful teacher. And over the years, she's been very, very encouraging and helpful in every way.
Well, Oliver, I don't know. I think we should do another duet. We're going to do an old tune, but a good one. This one's called Three Little Words.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.